One of the first items on the agenda of the 109th Congress is oversight of the Department of Homeland Security. A quick vote is expected on legislation creating a permanent committee in the House to watch over the department. There are currently dozens of House committees and subcommittees that have some jurisdiction, and consolidating congressional oversight was among the recommendations of the recent 9/11 Commission. Today and tomorrow we'll have commentaries about the issue. Here's Representative Christopher Cox of California, who's chaired a temporary committee on Homeland Security in the 108th Congress.
This is the fourth new year that America will celebrate since the September 11th attacks on our country. So far, Al-Qaeda hasn't been able to strike us again. But intelligence reports indicate that, even operating from his cave in Waziristan, Osama bin Laden has sought and received approval from a Saudi cleric to use a nuclear bomb against America. Bin Laden has publicly declared that obtaining nuclear or chemical weapons is Al-Qaeda's religious duty. To protect ourselves from this threat, we created the Department of Homeland Security. It's now the third largest cabinet department, with some 22 separate agencies. Those agencies were supposed to merge and work together to share information so that the infamous gaps in our intelligence and law enforcement could no longer be exploited by terrorists. Unfortunately, the results that Congress and the President hope to achieve aren't being realized. Last week, the department's inspector general, on the heels of his resignation, called the department chaotic and disorganized. Another report from two leading think tanks said the department's 22 agencies are rife with turf warfare. The 9/11 Commission strongly endorsed this new department, but it also stressed the need for coherent and focused congressional oversight to make it work. The complex web of jurisdiction in the House and Senate has resulted in 79 committees and subcommittees claiming the Department of Homeland Security as their turf. So while Al-Qaeda works to use a nuclear, chemical, or bioweapon on our civilian population, our counterterror efforts remain mired in bureaucracy. The Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, is leading a truly heroic effort to fix this problem, but many committees refuse to give up their turf, despite the views of the President, the Department of Homeland Security, the 9/11 Commission, 9/11 family groups, and every think tank in the nation that has addressed the issue. On January 4th, the opening day of the 109th Congress, the House will be asked to vote on creating a permanent Homeland Security Committee. Will it be yet one more committee with five new subcommittees joining in the Homeland Security food fight on Capitol Hill? Or will it consolidate jurisdiction by focusing one committee exclusively on protecting our nation from terrorist attack? The security of our country demands that Congress place Homeland Security above the protection of committee turf and business as usual. That is what should happen on January 4th. Whether this is what actually happens in Washington remains to be seen.
Christopher Cox is chairman of the Select Committee on Homeland Security in the House of Representatives. Tomorrow we'll hear another point of view from Paul Light of the Brookings Institution. Mm-hmm.